Welcome to Seeds Church Podcast. Well, it's December, which means Christmas is right around the corner. And today we are in our series, Jesus, Light of the World. So wherever you're listening, we hope you're encouraged by this week's message.
Isaiah 9 verses 6, 2 and 7. The people who are now living in darkness will see a great light. They are now living in a very dark land, but a light will shine on them. A child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. He will rule over us, and he will be called Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God. He will also be called Father who lives forever and Prince who brings peace. There will be no limit to how great his authority is. The peace he brings will never end. He will rule on David's throne and over his kingdom. He will make the kingdom strong and secure. His rule will be based on what is fair and right. It will last forever. The Lord's great love will make sure that happens. He rules over all.
John 8, verse 12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. They will have that light. They will have life." This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, I'm wondering how many of you have got your trees up, all decorated, all looking good? Yep. Anyone still planning on doing that? Haven't quite got organized? Or some of you may have a smallish sort of tree, maybe like this. Others of you may have a huge tree that it hits the roof, and it's a bit of a hazard trying to get that star or that angel up on top. Some of you might have the real thing, like that pine smell through the house. Others might just go for the plastic option. But nevertheless, some of you have got some decorations out. What about, have any of you started to get some presents around the tree already? Yeah, started to get. Others, perhaps the presents mysteriously appear Christmas Day. Maybe that happens in your home. Well, notice the tree that we've got here has already got some presents. Did you see these presents? Yes. Is there any chance that you've got your eye on one? Like, if you got to choose one, is there anything in particular that your eyes would sort of be drawn to that you'd think you'd get a little bit of joy? Work with me. Okay. I reckon... Odds are you would go for the biggest one. You think, man, that's going to bring me happiness. So let's just see if we can. This is going to be awesome. I was pretty excited to see what's in this one. Whew. Good luck, Mum and Dad. Okay, hang on, Claire. Let's see if others can have a little. Ooh, okay. All right, hang on a minute. Let's just see. Oh. That's a bit disappointing, isn't it? Oh. So hang on a minute. So the thing that looked most colourful and biggest and perhaps brightest, which definitely should bring me some excitement and should bring me some joy, it's actually left me feeling rather empty, like the box. That's not really what I had thought was going to happen there. But I've got some other gifts here. They look pretty plain. They look pretty simple. But maybe if we just have a look, see if there's any of your names on it. I wonder if I can find. What's this one? So this is Deborah. We have a Deborah. Any of the kids? Deborah. Well, okay, there's also something written on here. Maybe it's to help try and make sense of what the gift is. Because you know how you get those gifts sometimes and you open it up and you think, that's great. What is it? When am I ever going to use that? You know, so maybe that's what's written on here. Whoever gave the gift obviously wanted to give a little bit of guidance and explanation. So it's got Deborah. Because we all need good judgment. Okay, so maybe for Deborah, she needed to, there were some choices and decisions and some sort of direction that she needed to give, and she needed a good judgment in that. Okay, so let's try another one. Samuel. No, going well. Samuel, because we all need one who will listen. Okay, so obviously Samuel needed to be reminded and aware that it's a gift that there's needing someone who will listen. Okay, but what else have we got here? Amos. No, okay. For Amos, the person who gave this gift obviously wanted to remind Amos because people can sometimes let us down. So Amos obviously needed a little bit of encouragement there. What else we got? Oh, let's go to this big one. Okay, but still looks pretty plain. All right. Hosea. Okay, because we all need to forgive and be forgiven. Something special for Hosea there. Okay, we'll leave that one there. Nahum. We got a Nahum? No Nahum? Because we all need to feel safe. Well, that's an important thing. Obviously, the person giving this gift needed to remind Nahum that we all needed to feel safe, but I'll leave that one there. Okay, Habakkuk. Okay, because we all need reassurance at times. So Habakkuk obviously needed to be reassured about something, and that was a gift that the person obviously reminded. Haggai? No, Haggai? Because we all need parties. We all need parties. Or is that priorities? Sorry. Parties, priorities. Maybe for Haggai it was both. So, okay, that's Haggai. All right, we've got to find Zechariah? No? It's interesting. Because we often need encouragement to finish strong. So maybe Zechariah needed to be reminded, and this was a gift for him, to finish strong. Well, there's quite a few here. Okay, this could be interesting. Esther. Esther. Because we all need courage to shine bright. So for this Esther, she needed to be reminded of this gift of being able to shine bright. We're nearly there. Malachi? Because we all need direction when we've lost our way. So Malachi obviously needed to be reminded about getting direction when he's lost his way. I'm trying to find some, guys. Anna? Do we have an Anna? Anna. Because we all need reminding that God's grace is on us. So that's really important for Anna. All right, but what are we going to do that? Hang on a minute. I'm not sure if over here, right in the distance, out of sight, there's a gift that's up in this tree. I'm not sure if you saw that before, but wait a minute. And this gift, I don't know if you can see this. This has got, I reckon it's got everyone's name on it. I think it's got everyone's name on it. Should I open and see what's inside it?
Yeah! Oh.
I wonder if it's... Sometimes gifts can be pretty hard to open, can't they? If it's particularly if you use too much sticky tape. But let's see. Oh, this is... You know what? This gift's really easy to open. It's not that difficult. But let's have a look. So it's a gift that's got everyone's name on it. And... There's a name on it. Wow. And this gift has actually got the name Jesus on it. It looks pretty plain and simple. Well, there's some lights. There's something shining out of it. Because, and it says again, obviously the person giving this gift has sent a reminder for us all, something to be aware of. And it says, because we all need saving and a light for the way. So we've got a gift that maybe, just at the first look at it, doesn't seem all that spectacular. But maybe there is something in this, if we were to receive it, because it's been given to us, that will help us those times when we might need saving And we might find ourselves in a bit of a dark spot and we need a light for our way. And you know what? These gifts that we've talked about beforehand, they were actually people that God spoke through many years ago for the people of Israel when they had different situations that they found trouble in. And God was sending messages, sending gifts to remind them that God is with them. But it came a time, and we celebrate that at Christmas, where God sent the best gift. He sent Jesus as the gift. And what Jesus, who Jesus is actually all of these things combined. And there are so many more as well that God spoke to people. But not always did they actually receive the gift and take hold of it. But we have a gift in Jesus that we can all take hold of it because our name is attached to this gift of Jesus. And the gift is available for you. So this Christmas, as you think about maybe the celebrations you have with family and friends and the gifts that you receive, think about the greatest gift that's been given for you. And think about what happened even with that gift and a different tree a few years later. Because we all need saving and we all need a light for the way. Let me pray as we finish. God, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus. You sent him to bring hope, to bring light, to bring life. And God, you sent him because you know each of us by name. God, this Christmas, may we receive the gift of Jesus, knowing that it is in him that we find life and salvation and our way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.